Blog Talk Radio.
For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am
Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We'll have a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill. And for those that had difficulty getting on a moment ago, I think I fixed it. But we'll have a word of prayer by Pastor Bill. Then we'll get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you for that song, Pastor. God is amazing. Amen. The scripture I like to open with is coming from Psalms 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Bethink his name. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor as he teaches the word. And we're thankful for those that call in and those that are listening by internet, Father God, and all those who participate. Lord, we give you praise today. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to the word of God, that we may grow stronger in the word and be doers of the word and not hearers only. Father God, be with all those that are sick and shut in, those that are asking us to keep them lifted up in prayer. And we give thanks for those, Father God, that you're healing, Father God, whether it's physically or mentally. And, Lord, we just ask that you continue, Lord, to have your way in their lives, Father God. Be with each and every one that is bereaved, Father God. We bring the Green family to you, Father God, and we're praying for strength for the family, Father God, as they go through such a time as this. Father God, be with all those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way because your word tells us to trust in you, Father God. So help us, Father God, to trust in you, Father God, and lean and depend on you where our help and our strength comes from. Lord, continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus on him, Father God, and also on the listeners and those that are listening by internet and those that participate. And we just plead the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God, keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, as we continue to be epistles for Christ. Lord, have your way in our life. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. This is Thankful Thursday. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we just want to give thanks. So anyone would like to, I've already opened up the studio, so all you have to do is just join in.
Good afternoon, everyone.
I just want to take the time to tell Lord thank you for blessing me to see another day that wasn't promised. And as I look back over my life, I am so thankful.
So thankful.
He has blessed me over and over again. Man can't explain, but God is a healer. He healed the mind. He healed the body.
Come on.
He's a healer, and I thank him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank him. And that's
Yeah. You
ought to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for you. Amen.
Anyone else? But thank you. Thankful Thursday. Anyone else? That was nice, Evangelist Renee. Praise God. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Thursday.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'm thankful as well. Amen. And it's always good to hear from Evangelist Renee. Amen. But we thank God for the scripture. And you said something on yesterday, Pastor, it kind of stood in my mind over there. In 1 Peter 2:9, I'm going to read the scripture. And I wanted to read it out of the different translations also. But 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And so reading it from the New Living Translation, I'm going to read verses 8 and 9 for the how it starts off. But that 8th verse says, "And he is the stone that make people stumble, the rock that make people fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word. And so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." And so yesterday when you were speaking and you were telling us that we have been chosen, and then I went back over and I read the scripture again, and I said, wow. So if we are epistles of Christ, we have been chosen to be epistles of Christ. And as I was reading this verse out of the New Living Translation, "But you are not like that. You are a chosen people." Praise God. And then it tells us that we're royal priests, holy nation, God's very own possession. Isn't that beautiful? And it says, as a result, you can show others. And so by us being epistles, we can show others the goodness of God. It says, "For he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That's just beautiful when I read that. And so let us be the epistles of God so that others who don't know will see the difference in our lifestyle, and then they will want to be epistles also to help others come to Christ. So I just, you know, I just like that because you had brought that out on yesterday that we were the chosen, the, you know, chosen generation. We've been set apart. We've been called out. We're not to live worldly anymore. We are to live Christ-minded, word-minded. So we have to be more in the Word of God in order to be epistles of Christ. So I just wanted to share that today, and I'm thankful for his word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? Anyone else like to have something you want to share? Bless the people. I don't know. Bless the people of God. Have a word of encouragement. Word of caution, edify one another, build up one another, and just be thankful. Anybody have a word that you just want to be thankful for? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I wanted to share that Pastor Bell sends me scriptures every morning. She's been doing it a while now. But now I get them from my cousin sent them early morning. My MS friend sent them early morning. And I'm like, wow, God said in his word. I mean, it's just spreading. I'm like, I like it.
Amen.
And I sit back, I say amen. I let them know God is the one. We need to follow Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. And it's just a beautiful thing because my cousin, I didn't even know she was in the word like that. But she sent me the scriptures every day. You just don't know what people are going through or what's on their mind. You just don't know.
That's true.
But I thank God for sending his word to me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. I thank God for this message that we've been teaching this week. It has truly blessed me because, let me tell you, God wants you to know who you are in him.
Mm-hmm.
The devil do not want you to know what God has said about you. That's how I look at it. It's not really a secret, but the devil will never tell you what God's saying about you. You know why? Because he's your enemy. He's your adversary. He don't want you to know the good things God has said because we got a good God. Just like she just made a mention of something we said on yesterday in Colossians 3. I think it was 3 and 16 where we really stopped at. But in Colossians 3 and 16, it says, let the word of God live in you. And that's got to be a good word that's going to live in you. Not any kind of word, but he says, let the word of God dwell in you. Remember over there in Colossians? I think it was Colossians 3 and 16. Read that for me, Pastor, if you will. I'm trying to find my, unless anyone else have something you would like to share, if not, we're going to pick it up right there because that's where we left off at. And that's exactly what Evangelist Renee, you've been getting these scriptures. Now you got to let the word of God dwell in you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Amen.
So this word let, for instance, that means you have to allow that. They sending you scriptures. Allow that word to live in you, set up resident in you. But you have to do that. That has to be done by you. When he says let, that means you have to permit that. That's something you are enforcing. You're saying, okay, you know, you got to release that to say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get scripture all that. Well, what are you saying? You okay in whatever the word of God says about you. Like we've been teaching that the word of God says you are, I want y'all to hear this, you are a living epistle that was not done by ink. Let me go back and set the record straight. In the book of Corinthians, I think it was in 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. For as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ's ministry by us written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. You got to let that dwell in you. That's one of the words you got to let live in you. You know, I know that the scripture lives in her heart is 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
By his stripes you are healed. See, when that word gets to living in you, and I want you all to hear what I'm finna tell you, God become alive in you. See, See, sending those scriptures, that's awesome. I thank and praise God for it. But that, that printed word has to become rhema. It has to become a living thing. It needs some validity with it. And you have to let that happen. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. When you get a word and you meditate day and night, Joshua 1 and 8, that way you're letting it live in you.
Yeah.
If you don't let it live in you, then it will never grow. And you will never grow. You will never be what God declaring you are. You'll always be what your neighbors say you are. You'll always be the past, and you'll never be the present nor the future. You'll always be the past. Honest with yourself. Who wants to be what they were 20 years ago or 30 years? You really don't want to be that person. Not really.
Amen.
Now, I know sometimes people brag about, well, you know, man, if I was still playing ball, how I hit that thing at the park, or if I was still playing basketball, what I'd do. But really, you know, a whole life comes with what you used to be. So you don't want to be that person anymore. You've grown, you've matured, you've got wisdom. And the Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning, because at the end you have direction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have directions now.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know there are people who will say, or I like, no, you don't ever want to stay a baby. You don't ever want to stay an infant. So the way you graduate from that, he says, let this word. Go ahead and feel free to do that. Because I just like what that word means. It means you have to give it permission. You have to tell the word of God to live in you.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You remember when you was younger and you was in the house? Your mother have to let you drive. Your father have to allow you to get under the steering wheel. You have permission. Well, when you said let the word, you're saying the same thing. You're saying allow that. Give permission for the word to live all up in you, in your spirit, man.
That's
what you're doing. Just don't speak it in your head. Speak it. Matter of fact, lay hands on yourself and say,
all
right, in the name of Jesus, the word can stay in me. See, you have to allow that. The other way you do that, by speaking it, you're endorsing it, okay? So we begin with Genesis right through the scriptures, and God has shown the scriptures that you need to let live in you, okay? Why is that so important? Remember what Paul said over there in Galatians 2 and 20? He said, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. That's what he was allowing to live in him. Well, guess what? You can do the same thing. And I got a good one for you, too. I'm going to tell you why. So you began to let, you allow that word, you just gave God permission. Because God and the Word is the same. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Well, if the Word was God, it still is God. The Word became flesh. When you let the Word of God live in you, that's God in you.
Yeah.
Mary received the Word of God. Be it unto me according to thy word. She received that Word. That Word became alive in her.
Yeah.
It's amazing, brothers and sisters, when you get the pure word of God, it's alive anyway. How I know that. Hebrews 4. Now, this is for believers, because I be talking to people sometimes. They go, I don't believe in the Bible. And that's when I just go clean off. You got to be a straight fool not to believe in the Bible.
All right, now.
I mean, I was talking to somebody, I just don't want to hear that preacher. I said, well, you're going to hear it to me or leave. They left. And it's okay. And it's okay. Because let that word dwell in me so it can come out of me. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I want people to know I have endorsed this word. I have permitted this word. I have released this word to the atmosphere.
All right. Amen. Come on.
Yeah. I prove the word of God living in me so I can speak it. So I can say what the word says. That's why I do that. Because to me, it's God living in us. That's God living in us, brothers and sisters. Now, if you try to figure this out with your mind, it's not going to happen. Forget it. Forget it. It's not happening. It ain't something you figure out with your mind. It's something you give, you allow, you permit it, you authorize that to take place in you. It's sort of like when that seed go in that ground, and why it's in there. You don't look at it for the optical nerve like it ain't doing nothing. It's catching roots, man, because you'll never see it catch roots unless you stay up 24/7. Every day.
All right.
So it is the word of God. It's catching root. When you began to let it live, when you began to fertilize it. Let me say this. Here's something I'm letting live in me. We must have life in everything. Who knows how to pray except as the scripture says. Like Romans 8:26, what kind of prayer does Spirit pray? The Spirit always brings to your memories scriptures, and he brings forth all cries, needs, better, so forth and so on. But the Spirit itself helps my spirit. I mean, that's in my life in me all the time. I let the fact that I'm a son of God all the time. I allow that word to just stay in me, stick to my spirit. See? But each and every one of us have to allow the word of God to live in us your own way. So you think the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in your yearning jealousy? No. Brother and sister, this woman sing this song, Your Portion. You got to know what your portion is. It's your portion. Let the word of God live in you. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody else want to hear something? Word of inspiration. A word of motivation. Or just thankful for something today. Hallelujah. I know people, they accuse me for always just, I try to do the best I can. But if you ain't going to say nothing, I'm going to say something.
Amen.
It's not even a matter of choice here. I mean, I don't even have a choice. It's like fire set up in my bones. I have to say something. God's been too good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I look back on my life and I think about where I came from. And some valleys I've been in, and some mountains I've been on top of, some countries I've been in. I have to thank God. I don't even have a choice. I have to thank him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I haven't always been able to go in the refrigerator, you know, and just pick and choose whatever. I've always been like that.
One time
I remember in my life where we was happy to get a bologna sandwich. My brother used to take two pieces of bread, put butter in it, and slap it. Call it a jam sandwich. I mean, I remember that. There was no meat. That was a jam sandwich. You jammed two pieces of bread together and you ate it.
Amen.
So I have to thank God. My eyes have always been open to the truth. I have to thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to brag like I know all and I've been here and been there and did all this. And let me tell you what, forget all that. Throw it all in the garbage. God has showed me that he's alive through his word. And that's what I pray for each and every one of you, that God come to you personally and identify himself. And if you're living that word and that word living you, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That I can guarantee you.
Hallelujah.
I can't guarantee you that who's going to win the NFC or the AFC or the Super Bowl or the college tournament. I can't guarantee you. I can't even guarantee you I'm going to give them well. But I guarantee if you get in that word, God will come to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
That I can guarantee. I can't guarantee you that government is going to be in a recession. Is going to get out of the recession. I can't guarantee you nothing. But that the word of God, if you stay in it and it stays in you, it will
mm-hmm.
come to fruition that God has been in your presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Any comment before we dismiss? Hallelujah. Well,